Well, I was always interested in the news, but in terms of actually being party political, that didn't happen for me until I was at university. I didn't have the opportunity to learn about politics at school. I didn't do a politics GCSE, hardly really came up in any of the other subjects. I didn't have citizenship when I was at school, which we do have now today. And I think that makes a big difference to lots of young people. Not for everyone, because we need to work harder to make sure that that syllabus is and those lessons are really interesting and relevant. But for me, I'm obviously a bit older than that, and it wasn't until I went to Birmingham University that I learned about party politics, that I joined the Labour Party. It was also that my family wasn't that, my parents weren't immediately party political, even though I had a very strong political heritage within my family.
Well, I was going to say, but politics isn't just about party politics, is it? Actually, that interest in the news that you had meant that you thought, this will put me on a path, this interest will put me on a path, which has led you into party politics.
Definitely. If I look at all the things I did do when I was at school and when I was I was doing my A-levels as a teenager, actually the things I did then were really relevant to what I do today. So I had some friends that were really sporty, I had those friends that were really into drama. I was always the volunteer. I was always the one that was coordinating all the charity events. I was doing all the community work. I did a community fun day I organised in my school. I did the visits to the old people's home. It was all about making a difference in the community that I was a part of. And those principles are still really relevant to me now as a Member of Parliament.
Do those people exist now? Are there 16, 17-year-olds now in schools and colleges and sixth forms who are doing those sorts of things, who are engaging their community, being political, even if they're not being party political?
Most certainly. And I meet young people all the time that are at secondary schools and in colleges across the city, but particularly in my constituency when I do visits locally, that are involved, that are interested. They might be doing volunteering as part of Duke of Edinburgh. They might be doing it because they just want to get some experience. I have people, young people from lots of different schools that come and spend some time in my office doing some work experience during their school holidays or as part of their formal work experience placement time, because they're interested in the work that MPs do. And I meet so many young people that are making a difference in the local community, because they're doing charity events, because they're standing up for issues that they experience on their doorstep. So I meet them all the time, and I think we've got a lot of young people to be really proud of.
I mean, if you've got a 16-year-old though who's particularly passionate about an issue, and you might sit down and listen to them, they don't actually have a vote in a general election scenario. So when it comes down to it, does it matter what they say? They're not going to vote for you. You might help them out. It doesn't actually mean any difference, because when it comes to the polls, they can't impact, if you like, on what would happen. Should that be something that we could reconsider? Should those 16-year-olds who are involved in things which have an effect on everyone's day-to-day lives be allowed to partake in a service like a vote and in general election?
Well, the first thing that I should say very strongly is, just because young people at the moment don't have a vote doesn't mean that I don't listen to them. And I don't think that, you know, I think I've got a really important responsibility to engage and listen to those young people and make sure that I'm representing their concerns, particularly as I'm one of the younger MPs and I'm perhaps closer in age to them. And I've only just finished paying off my student loan, so I know what it's like to think about student finance when you're going to university. And it wasn't that long ago. But I am a massive supporter of votes at 16. And I do think we should give young people and those 16-year-olds the opportunity to vote. We saw in the Scottish referendum how it energised and engaged so many young people. And on the basis that young people pay taxes from the age of 16, they can serve in the army, they've got lots of other different responsibilities, I think it's only right that they should be given a vote as well.
Why has it not happened yet? It's happened, as you mentioned there, with the Scottish referendum, and leaders are now starting to talk about the idea. I guess, having seen what happened in Scotland, is it time to have a full-on debate about the issue, to get it sort of all the ideas out on the table and decide once and for all whether or not actually 16-year-olds should be allowed to partake?
Well, as I understand it, the Tory Party, the Conservatives, don't currently support votes at 16. So the Labour Party is very distinct. And then we have said that, you know, Ed Miliband has said it, and you know, there's many of us that have been calling for it for a while, and we're delighted that we have that actual party policy. So in terms of having that debate, I mean, I'd be delighted to have that debate in Parliament. But as I understand it, the current government stance is they don't support votes at 16.
Is there any politician or politicians or people that you would speak to on a daily basis, be on the doorstep or otherwise, you would say, you know what, Luciana, you know what 16-year-olds are like? They lock themselves in the room, they're just playing video games all day. They're not interested in politics. They wouldn't know David Cameron from Ed Miliband. They wouldn't know the difference between Green or UKIP. Is that a fair reflection? I guess there'll be plenty of 16-year-olds who aren't interested in voting, as there are people over the age of 18 who aren't interested in voting at the moment.
Well, I speak to many young people in many schools. I've done lots of primary schools recently and the six secondary schools within the Wavertree constituency boundaries. I was in King David School just a few weeks ago and had a session there where I listened to many different questions from lots of different young people of all different age groups within that school that came to that session voluntarily. They weren't made to come. They wanted to hear from their MP and they wanted to ask me lots of challenging questions. They are very informed and they are very interested in politics and they do want to know what I'm doing on their behalf as a member of parliament. I actually asked them if they did support votes at 16, and in terms of the number of hands that went up, probably around 90% of the hands of those students locally so that they would like to have the vote at 16. Not saying everyone wants it, but on the basis, you know, of all the young people audiences that I've engaged with, the overwhelming majority said that they'd like that opportunity. So I mean, think we should go to them.
That would make a huge difference if 90% of that age group, 16 to 18 year olds, suddenly were engaged in voting. Would make a huge difference to the way that not just how the results played out, but also how parties would speak to and target those particular age groups. It's sort of well known that, you know, pensioners always turn out in general elections, and people will say that that's reflected on how parties deal with pensioners when it comes to welfare reforms, pension reforms and things like that. Would parties change the way that they deal with young people, the way that they talk to young people, based on the idea that younger people would be voting? Would the Labour Party say, young people, here's what we can promise you, in almost like a young person's manifesto that goes right to the age of 16?
Well, we're already doing it. So the Labour Party has just very recently announced an opportunity for young people to feed into a young person's manifesto, and we are busy collecting lots of different submissions. I'll be doing a session locally just to get a very local submission on what young people think are the most important issues and what the priorities they think are and what the priorities they would like the Labour government to pursue. So we are doing that already.
And are they from the age of 16? You're taking into account 16-year-olds.
Well, any
thoughts?
Young person can contribute. It's not age limited. And I think, by the way, the fact we've said that we want to introduce voting at 16, we're keen to hear from as many young people as possible.
What do you anticipate young people, and obviously you've done sessions in schools here, what is it that young people care about? Because of course they're relatively carefree at that age. They have a certain idealized view of sort of the world, how they'd like to see the world, and their sort of visions for the future before they get bogged down with children and mortgage and careers and things like that. Would it change the sort of way that people talk about policies? Environment's always, for instance, a big issue that young people talk about.
Well, for the young people that I speak to, there isn't that much distinction. I think, you know, young people got the same concerns as older people too, but particularly around opportunities and opportunities for education, employment and training. Lots of concerns about, you know, what the future is going to look like, particularly at a time when we've seen an increase in precarious employment, where we've got these, you know, additional 0 hours contracts and people concerned about the minimum wage, about what a living wage might look like. So I think young people are really concerned about, you know, what they should be pursuing, and also, you know, that for young people that want to pursue the vocational route, making sure that there's really high standard and high quality of education. Those that want to pursue the higher education route and ensuring they can do so in an affordable way that isn't going to shackle them with debt for decades to come. So I think young people have got lots of concerns that are relevant to the whole of the population.
And we're trying to make sure that, you know, that those sort of issues are raised, and we have a debate about whether or not those 16-year-olds should have the vote. Is that something that you welcome, actually, the media engaging in it, not just being a party political thing, but actually the media suddenly come on board and actually give those young people a voice, let people hear them, because there'll always be a perception that young people aren't interested or don't care. Unless we hear from them,
definitely
we don't know.
Well, I think as many people as possible that can talk about how we can engage as many people in our democracy is a positive thing. I think that's something we all need to be doing. It can't just be left to politicians. The media has got a role to play. I'd like to hear also from, you know, those celebrities that, you know, more often than not young people look to. I'd like to hear more from them about how important it is to vote. Also, particularly at a time when the government has changed the voter registration system. So, you know, at the moment we have votes from 18, and we've now moved to a system where it's individual voter registration. And it's particularly young people that have been affected, that have dropped off the register. We know that there's now a missing 1 million people from the electoral register because of this new voter registration system. So at the very least, we need to encourage all those people that are eligible to vote at the moment, young people included from the age of 18, to make sure that they're on that register. So come the beginning of May, when we have the general election, they can actually use that vote if they want to.